Indigo plans route changes in June. They are the culmination of years of work on the Marion County Transit Plan. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke to Indigo Director of Public Affairs Leslie Gordon about the role the public had in creating the routes and how legislation currently moving through the State House could impact those plans.
We did quite a bit of outreach in the community, whether it be through meetings we hosted or meetings some of our partners hosted. And then we also had all the information online so that they could do a comment form there, as well as call in. And we received well over 200 unique comments to this plan. And what was exciting is we were able to take those comments and actually put some of that feedback into the new plan and make some adjustments to make sure that we were able to include that feedback and really make sure it's for our riders.
Tell us a little bit about some of the changes that were made.
They weren't major changes, but I believe there was well over, 10 changes or so that we were able to include. And some of those were to some of our major routes, but it was mostly to places that didn't see service or that saw service and that wanted that service to continue, to some key locations, whether I believe one of them was hospital, some of our busiest, a few intersections that didn't quite need to make that adjustment. And so we were able to look at the ridership and make it make sense to make those adjustments for the community.
And those will be implemented in June?
Correct. Okay. So we're looking around mid-June is what we're looking at. And this is, again, part of the Marion County Transit Plan. So this plan has been in play for quite a while. So it's definitely something that had already been to the community. But, we all would sleep every now and then, right? Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make sure that those changes still applied and it gets us closer to that 70% increased service.
Is anything in this proposal would be in jeopardy as far as route changes or anything with what could happen at the State House?
A lot of even the changes we've already made to our network since the red line's been in place, our frequency, for the first time ever, our routes are every day, 7 days a week on all of our routes, and that hadn't happened until the red line started. So the legislation at the State House now, especially with the amendment as it's written, could impact some of those changes that are already in place, as well as future changes and capital projects that have really big infrastructure investments as well.
So that would be a big concern as far as what you guys are able to do in the future.
It definitely can. It's going to cause us to take a very deep look into what our future plans are and what that overall goal that the voters voted for.
In addition to these route changes, what is on the horizon for Indigo right now for the coming year?
Yeah, the route changes are huge, mm-hmm. So we look forward to starting a big education campaign because it will change some stops. We will be balancing some of those stops. If you drive some of our bigger thoroughfares, like where the Purple Line will eventually go on the 39, there's stops every block, and so while we want to make it accessible, but we also want to make it efficient and add that frequency. And to do that, we have to balance out some of those stops. So we'll be educating our riders on what they can see, where those stops will go. And then we'll make that change. And hopefully we'll be looking at some technology upgrades. Our real-time system should be coming down the pipeline very soon. So lots of fun things on the horizon for Indigo.
Thanks so much, Leslie.
Thank you. Appreciate it.